One of the challenges of being in the body is that whatever your lesson is, it will recur again and again because so much is stored in the body. What we find is we very often see you being critical of yourself, that a process which is both circular and multidimensional is not linear. So we hear you saying to yourself, why am I not over this yet? Why am I not through this yet? And that is not even the nature of what it is that you are overcoming here on the planet. So if you find yourself judging yourself in a linear way about a circular, multidimensional challenge, please do not do that anymore. Because, of course, when the judgment sets in, then you are closing in your own energy and limiting your ability to be self-loving and willing to move however much you can move in this time with whatever your challenge might be. This is a thing that we understand is more difficult to do than to say. We truly do understand that. But as we go through life, we do want to make distinctions. What is linear and what is not? Because you can deal with the linear things in a linear way, and that is fine. But the things that are complex and multidimensional and deep in the body because you are on the earth, we need some kindness, some patience, and some willingness to stay out of being critical and being fearful. We really want that to be the case. So we are going to simply remind you of this, that whatever it is that you are worried about or thinking about, be sure that you are not making something linear when it is actually has never intended to be that. So we will begin to breathe easily and deeply. Exhale limitation, inhale creative force. Feel light enter your body and feel that light go to every chakra center and bring it to life like small candle lights through the root, through the second center, through the solar plexus, in the heart, in the throat, in the third eye, in the crown. And let these lights displace from your body and your energy body anything that would prevent you from loving, creating, moving freely. And feel those lights at work in your body as you move your consciousness up through your body, out through your crown, up into the night sky, and follow a light path higher and higher, knowing that you are safe and directed. and move up until you see a star. Come closer to that star and see that the star opens to let you move into a place of your own, a place that has been prepared for you, that has in it all that you need and all that you need to know. Go to the place where water is running and refresh yourself. And move from that place to a higher place that is like a garden. And know that in that garden there is a teacher. Make yourself comfortable, rest the mind. Be with the teacher. Ask if you have a question. Receive if that is what you need. When you have been with the teacher, allow the teacher to give you a gift and rest your mind and know the gift. When you have received your gift, thank the teacher who has been here with you. And as you walk away with the teacher's blessing, feel that there is a golden rain falling all around you, falling into your body to help you remember your own worth, to help you remember who you really are. And feel the power and the wisdom and the love all around you as you walk through the gates, as you come down the path. Feel the cool air of the night sky. See the perfect beauty of the stars. and come again into the room, and as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. When you have received your messages, breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.